African Voice News, the Global Link.
UTH surgeons serve over 30 children suffering from brain tumor. Expert welcomes launch of the construction of a $1.1 billion crude oil refinery in Douala. And three Senegalese football fans released from jail in Morocco. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Over 30 children have undergone surgeries affecting the brain and spine at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH Adult Hospital. The operations were conducted during a five-day pediatric neurosurgical camp, which 32 major surgeries were performed on babies and children aged between 1 day and 16 years. The surgical camp held from 13th to 17th April 2026 had initially targeted 30 surgeries but surpassed this number, focusing on conditions such as hydrocephalus, spina bifida, occipital, among others. Heading the team, Dr. William Wheeler explained that the experience has been demanding, citing the successful removal of a huge brain tumor from a 7-year-old boy. Dr. Mwila said the tumor had spread to more than half of the left side of the child's brain, but stressed that the operation was successful and the patient is recovering well. In a separate case, two children underwent surgical procedure for spine surgery to repair spina bifida and cerebrospinal fluid diversion through the insertion of a shunt. Although the need remains enormous, resource limitations mean that only a small number of children can be assisted at a time. We remain committed to expanding these services so that more children can access the care they urgently need, Dr. Mwila said. The camp was made possible through the House of Hope, an organization responsible for supporting vulnerable children living with neurological conditions and their caregivers. This is according to a statement issued by University Teaching Hospital, Adult Hospital, Public Relations Officer Mwiza Mwia. Government has urged citizens to replace judgment of individuals with autism with curiosity and inclusion. This shift will help promote early detection, facilitate access to care, and support a child's intellectual development. Speaking during an autism pageant in Lusaka, Minister of Health Alex Katakwe, who was represented by Early Childhood Development Officer in the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, Vaiko Silavwe, says government is committed to improving quality of life for people living with autism through strengthening data decision-making and provision of guidance on inclusive policies and action plans. Dr. Katakwe added that autism diagnosis does not define destiny and that he was hopeful that the pageant can spark a national conversation that advances communities where every child, neurodivergent and neurotypical, has the chance to shine, learn and belong. He said that about 1,300 children with autism are seen at the University Teaching Hospital, Children's Hospital's Neurodevelopmental Intervention Clinic, annually with speech delays, behavioral challenges and other conditions that demand action. Energy expert Boniface Zulu has welcomed the launch of the construction of a $1.1 billion crude oil refinery in Douala, saying it will stabilize local pump pricing. The Zambian government has officially launched the construction of a $1.1 billion crude oil refinery in Douala, marking a significant milestone in efforts to strengthen the country's energy security and accelerate industrial development. Speaking in an interview with RSN News in Lusaka, Mr. Zulu says the move will increase the country's capability to secure energy storage, as crude oil has commodities that can be utilized in securing energy. Crude oil has a lot of products that can be utilized and is also likely to increase the yield of commodities such as petrol, diesel and jet one fuel, said Mr. Zulu. Mr. Zulu commended the move, saying it will not only secure energy storage, but stabilize local pump pricing, thereby securing energy in the country.
This will increase our refinery capabilities as well as secure energy storage, and crude oil has a lot of by-products that can come out from there, as well as increasing the yield of the commodities such as petrol, diesel, and jet one fuel, which of course will help stabilize local pump pricing. Currently, we are importing already finished products and also at a cost-reflective tariff.
Kanchibia District Commissioner Crispin Chilekwa has commended stakeholders for their intensive sensitization efforts ahead of the national polio vaccination campaign scheduled to run from April 20 to April 23, 2026. Mr. Chilekwa says the campaign is a vital intervention in safeguarding child health, saying it is a cornerstone for national development. Speaking in a telephone interview with Zanis, the district commissioner urged all parents and guardians to ensure their under 5 children were vaccinated. Meanwhile, Kanchibia District Health Director Dr. Aaron Guevo noted that the campaign is part of a synchronized regional response following the detection of the poliovirus in an environment in February this year. Dr. Nguevu explained that neighboring countries, including Malawi, Namibia, Angola, and Zimbabwe, have also detected the virus, necessitating a coordinated effort to prevent an outbreak. In African news, three Senegalese football fans who were detained in Morocco were released on Saturday. The three men had been sentenced to 3 months in jail for participating in violent acts during the final of the Africa Cup of Nations AFCON held in Rabat on 18 January. They were freed after completing their sentences. These supporters were among a group of 18 Senegalese nationals who faced charges of hooliganism, violence against the police, and damage to sports equipment. Coming up shortly, bodies of 50 infants dumped at Trinidad graveyard. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The remains of at least 50 infants and 6 adults have been dumped at a graveyard in Trinidad and Tobago, police say. In a statement, the country's police service said the bodies were found in the town of Kumuto, about 40 kilometers from the capital port of Spain on Trinidad, one of the two islands forming the Caribbean nation. A preliminary investigation shows it may be a case of an unlawful disposal of unclaimed corpses, it added. It is unclear if the incident is linked to a gang violence in the country, with one of the highest murder rates in Latin America and the Caribbean. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Over 30 children have undergone surgeries affecting the brain and spine at the University Teaching Hospital's UTH Adult Hospital. Energy expert Boniface Zulu has welcomed the launch of the construction of a $1.1 billion crude oil refinery in Dola, saying it will stabilize local pump pricing. And three Senegalese football fans who were detained in Morocco were released on Saturday. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
There's a corridor that comes from Tanzania. There's a corridor that comes from Mozambique, South Africa, and more corridors from